Friday. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that every single weekend, Sundays, 12:30 on WJCL. And I think it still airs at 5 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays. Either way, if you set your VCR, you can find it. On the other end of the line, we call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. I just got in from my 5 miles, and I don't think it's too incredibly salacious to share the fact that we do these chats. I'm in my my home office when we do this, and I am
I in mine.
And I am currently sitting here topless.
Oh my! I can say that I am not topless, but I do have a comment.
Yeah.
Your show definitely runs Saturday mornings at 5 or 5:30, whatever it is. I have a friend, shout out to Claude, who's been my friend for 35 years. Every time I run into him, he says, I see you every Saturday at 5 a.m. because my commercial runs on your show.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They just started doing that. I have to say 12:30 Sundays because that's our agreed to time. If they run it outside of that, that's on them, but it's not guaranteed. So I can't go promoting it because as soon as I start promoting it every week, then they'll stop doing it, you know?
Oh, I see. I gotcha. That's interesting to know how that works.
Yeah. Yeah. They run it there, and it's funny. It's happened to me a few times where I've gone to the gym on Saturday mornings and somebody getting, you know, filling up their water bottle will say, I just saw you on TV on a Saturday morning. I'm like, oh, I guess it ran this morning. But yeah, the official day and time is Sundays 12:30. And of course I'm appreciative if it runs twice. The funny thing is, you know, Sunday morning, I'll post something to Facebook. Hey, if you want to hear more about this chicken finger, watch today at 12:30. But a lot of the people that are on there have seen the show already. So anywho, you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. I had a great week. This
really?
Last week was great.
That's good. Did you notice that we enjoyed a couple of days of fall and then we enjoyed 3 or 4 days of blistering summer again?
So, I mean, like, as oppressive as hell could possibly be, it has been these last few days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. On Friday, I came over to the island for the shrimp festival, and on Friday afternoon, I did a live shot in WJCL's 4 o'clock news promoting the shrimp festival, and just the walk from where I was staying over to Harbortown to do this live shot. I was not in a t-shirt and a ball cap, and I was ready to punch myself in the face. I was like, man, this is horrible. It was hot.
It was.
But that's life in the big city, right?
Yeah.
So you, we've been eating a lot, you know, a couple of times we get together and it's like, oh, I had this sandwich and oh, I had this cocktail, but we've been eating quite a bit. Well, let's start at the top. You enjoyed a meal at Lucky Rooster last week?
I did. So I have these great clients. They're like my top two clients that I've ever had in my life. I've helped them in like 3 real estate transactions so far. We've known each other for 4 years, but they have purchased a house. They went from a villa to a house in Sea Pines, and they're spending a lot more time here. And so whenever they come, we go out. They're foodies and they like to try new restaurants, and they had not tried Lucky Rooster, and it had been a minute since I'd been there, so it was kind of an easy decision. And we had a great time. We had a great experience there.
What did you have?
Well, I will tell you. We started off with flash fried calamari.
Ooh.
Which was perfection. Breaded and fried perfectly, clearly breaded on property. It was not, you know, some sort of product that they have, you know, pre-breaded and frozen. It was clearly fresh, and a nice take on the sauce. You know, rather than the traditional marinara or aioli, it was a like a curry. I thought I had it up here on, I looked it up so I would be, oh, here we go. Curry spiced aioli.
Nice.
which is a nice change, right? You know,
Sure.
something totally different. And we ended up asking for extra sauce.
Nice. Nice.
Was very good. So we started with that. And let's see. I had looked at the menu before I went there. Because I'm, you know, like a lot of restaurants on the island, I already know the menu by hand. I already know what I'm going to get when I get there. But, you know, it's been a minute. So I looked up the menu, and they have a, what they call some pig. And it is a grilled bone-in pork chop. And that they top it with a whole grain mustard cream sauce, which traditionally mustard cream sauces have just been one of my faves, and you don't see that on menus much anymore.
No.
So that's what I got, and they serve it with some perfectly seasoned collards and a little white rice and pork braised butter beans, which it was all delicious. And for me, it was about three meals. So I ate a third of it, took the rest home, and enjoyed it two more times. But the pork chop itself was grilled to perfection. I was a little bit worried, you know, with pork, and those pork chop, bone-in pork chops are traditionally so thick that they can so easily be overdone. But it wasn't at all. It
No.
was just really, really nice. It's
I've
great.
I've had the double cut pork chop at Lucky Rooster, different set, but double cut pork chop nonetheless. And I've had stuff off that grill over the years. I'm sure it's the same grill. And they do a good job with that. Didn't have the mustard cream sauce, but they do a nice job with their double cut pork chop. Their grill work is really good.
Well, I'll have to say, if that cream sauce wasn't on there, I would have been perfectly delighted with the flavor.
Yeah.
It was really, really, really seasoned well, you know, like
very
just
good.
Perfectly grilled. And so, and I want to comment on what my table mates ordered. They were trying to be a little bit healthier. So they each ordered salads that, you know, like every restaurant, they have a list of salads and you can add, you know, one of five or six proteins that they have. And I find in a lot of restaurants, you know, they're sort of pedestrian options, but this is different. The salads were very well thought of. You know, not your typical Caesar or Garden Cobb. You know, they were just really like the lady I was with had a nice, like a summer salad. It had sun-dried cranberries in it and spinach.
Nice.
And got some grilled shrimp with it. And everybody just loved what they had. And it was a really nice experience. So.
Curious what led you to Lucky Rooster. And I'll tell you why I ask after you answer.
Well, like I said, these folks are roosters. these folks are big foodies, and they've been coming to the island for 4 years, and they have my list of favorites that they've grazed through a million times, and we've been to many restaurants together, and we wanted to do something new, not new to me, but new for them, and so I kind of had to dig into a list of ones that they had not tried, and that was the one they picked. They looked at, you know, the website, and they thought, ooh, this looks interesting. And for those that don't know, it's Southern fare that's been kicked up a few notches.
Yeah, they do a nice job there.
Yeah.
You know, there was the whole, and anybody who's familiar with the Lucky Rooster brand is probably going to roll their eyes when I mention this, but I think it is fair to mention for those people who are familiar with the island's food scene that it took a minute for the island to get used to Lucky Rooster without the previous owner. And the new owners had to put their imprint on it. And if I heard, I know they heard, well, we liked it the way it was before. Well, it's not the way it was before. And it just took time for them to set their own standard and their own menu and their own way of doing things. And I'm very, very glad to hear that, because you're not the first person to tell me that they went there and had a nice meal. Very glad to hear that they are finding a groove there.
Right, right. And I think, you know, a lot of support that was received by the previous owner slash chef. You know, he's a local guy,
yeah.
Graduated from Hilton Head Prep. His mother owned a very popular clothing store here for years and years called the Porcupine. So he had a lot of local support.
Right.
And, it, you know,
yeah.
people, as always do, are reluctant for change. But thank goodness, you know, we've all given it.
yeah.
We all gave it a shot. And it's, you know, I don't intrinsically, it's not hugely different for me. I mean, it's still along the same lines of what he was doing. It's just a little bit different.
Yeah. The same, but different. That's fair. So,
yeah.
Did you eat anywhere else last week?
You know, I went to your favorite Forest Fire Barbecue for lunch the other day because, you know, we're putting up a new show at Sea Glass Stage at Coligny. So
yeah.
I've been hanging out, helping build sets, and went over to Forest Fire Barbecue, and it had been, I think it's been a few months.
How was it? You enjoy it?
I got something I usually would never do. I got their barbecue chicken.
Oh,
like it's a half a chicken.
Yeah.
So again, I took like most of it home, but very good, and I love their firecracker coleslaw.
Yeah, he does a really nice job with the sides.
I got their mac and cheese, and you know I haven't been doing gluten, so I just got it because I don't know the people with me. I thought, well, I'll share it with them, and they top it with grind pork skin. Did you know that?
Yes.
They ask you if you want it. And
right.
I was like, oh, yeah. I mean,
course.
I'm Southern. Do I want fried pork skins? You betcha.
Beats breadcrumbs so, anytime.
It was good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, on my way out to Sea Pines for the Shrimp Festival, I had lunch on Friday at the brand new Kung Fu Cantina.
Right. There's been a lot going on out there with that one.
Yeah, a lot of buzz. I was excited when I remembered because I was meeting a mutual friend of ours for lunch, and I thought, oh, I know where we can go. It's right on the way. It's right there at Moss Creek, which, you know, I tease you and anybody who's willing to listen about that. It's not on Hilton Head Island, but that's how they do
it. Oh my gosh, here we go again.
It's not. The island is the island, and over here is Bluffton, period. And so I call it Bluffton, but the address is Hilton Head Island. I don't know who was in the glue when they came up with that situation. But regardless, the Kung Fu Cantina is there at Moss Creek in the space formerly occupied by Mama G's Pizza, where you can find Olive and Fig Mediterranean. On the other end, there's Hogshead, which I absolutely love. And it's been open, I think, 2 weeks, Kung Fu Cantina has.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, and the name is what it is. It's an attempt at Asian and Latin flavors. There's some sushi rolls. There was a creamy poblano soup that I had.
Sounds good.
There was an egg roll with a carne asada egg roll that was more like a fried burrito. I wouldn't exactly call it an egg roll. It was huge. Is the long and the short of it. I gotta say, you know, we don't usually say negative things about restaurants here, and I'm not really gonna start now, especially with a restaurant that's 2 weeks old. But I do have to say I was surprised. They've got some work to do over there, and I think they will. Any restaurant that's 2 weeks old should not be held to a standard of perfection. Maybe some people believe that it should, but they got some work to do over there. I liked some of what we had, didn't like others. And, you know, I'm confident that they will figure it out soon. And I look forward to going back. That's not, you know, I'm not slamming the place, but I was like, oh, okay, well, let me come back in a month and we'll see what's up there. So maybe I'll call you and we'll go in a month or so.
Yeah, I would love to try it.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful space.
I'm not scared.
Beautiful space. But yeah, we'll check back with them in a month or so. The Shrimp Festival, you missed it. got asked where you were. Where's your sidekick, Maggie? It's funny. I got asked at Shrimp Festival, where's your sidekick, Maggie? And I immediately thought of Maggie Washoe, because Maggie Washoe was a judge with me last year.
Oh, yes.
Not a judge with me. She was one of the judges. I was one of the judges. So this lady says, where's your sidekick, Maggie? And I said, oh, you know, she actually doesn't like shrimp. And I asked her if she was coming, and she said, no. And she goes, I'm talking about, oh, because I work with her at Sea Glass at the venue and blah. I go, oh, that Maggie.
Oh, that was Lynn.
Yes,
that had to have been Lynn Hummel. Mm-hmm.
And I said, I thought you were talking about Maggie, who was a judge last year. No. She had to work. She goes, yeah, she tried to get out of it, but we told her that we needed her back at the stage and all that stuff.
I was schlepping all kinds of paint and stuff at the theater.
Well, I will tell you as a quick wrap, because I did a Facebook post and I mentioned it on TV and all kinds of stuff. Shrimp Festival it's their sixth one. They started in 2018. It was their best one yet.
Exciting.
There were 16 entries, and I can honestly say, if I took a scalpel and sliced away the BS, there was only one entry of the 16 that I said, this is not good. All the rest were either, man, that's good, or, oh my goodness, this is amazing. It was really, really good. And the winner, new chef, same result, Frazier's Tavern. He did a lumpia.
All right.
A lumpia he did with it, which is a tiny, about the size of a this ages us, the size of a little eraser, like the size of a chapstick, egg roll with shrimp and some Asian glazes and cilantro. It was fabulous.
Wow, that breaks. Didn't Marty Polisi at Crazy Crab have a run on for like best? For years?
He did, but that's People's Choice, and he also won that again this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good to know.
Yeah, Judge's Choice and People's Choice, and Crazy Crab won People's Choice again this year with the same, you know.
What was their entry?
The same thing they always do, the little fried shrimp with that, you know, bonefish firecracker sauce or whatever it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody seems to love it, so good on everybody.
what were some of the other honorable mentions you can remember?
The Technical College of the Low Country had a Mexican shrimp cocktail, which was one little shrimp, and it was a little cup with a little shrimp cocktail. It was a salsa, but it was delicious. The young lady who runs the Harbortown Bakery did it was a taco, and it was a shrimp saute that she put into the taco, and it was absolutely delicious. Who else? Joe Truex at Belfair. Belfair is one of the country clubs out that way, right?
Yes.
In Bluffton. Joe Truex is an old buddy of mine. He's at Belfair. He did, get this, an open-faced shrimp burger. But it wasn't,
really?
It wasn't a burger in a sense that you think two, you know, one piece of bread and the shrimp on top. It was a toothpick. With a biscuit, a tiny biscuit about the size of a quarter, and then he slid a little patty, if you will, of shrimp that had been cooked, obviously, slid that down on there, folded a little thinly sliced pickle on it, and served it in a little boat with a tiny dollop of remoulade so you can dip it. So it was biscuit, shrimp patty, pickle, dipped in the remoulade, so it was kind of like a tiny burger. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Fabulous. Fabulous. That was the first thing I ate, and I thought, oh boy, this is going to be tough to beat. And then that...
All I can think of is how much work it is to make little tiny biscuits.
Yep.
And they probably made hundreds.
Yep. I mean,
hundreds.
as I sit here at my desk, I'm looking at a pencil, And I'm picturing this thing, just for one more visual for anyone listening. These bites were the size of a half pencil. It was a toothpick with a tiny biscuit, with a tiny piece of shrimp, with a little folded pickle, and then served in a little boat with a remoulade, so you get that flavor too. And it was just a bite, which is all it's supposed to be, and it was awesome. Absolutely awesome. So shout out to...
Man, I really missed it, didn't I?
Yeah, Joe. Shout out to Joe and his crew at Belfair. That was absolutely outstanding. And then, you know, Shrimp Fest for me, I look forward to it every year. I start bugging them in the summer. Hey, what's the date? Hey, what's the date? Because I want to make sure I get it on my calendar so I don't double book myself. But it's my weekend over there, usually a quiet weekend where I go and I eat dinner at a Lynx All-American Grill. And I'll go to the quarter deck. Friday night, I had dinner at Lynx, and it was maybe the best meal I've ever had there, which is saying something.
Wow.
Chef Sean sent me out an A5 Wagyu tartare with creme fraiche and egg yolk and yuzu pearls. It was just fabulous. I had a grilled New York strip with a side of shrimp and chili crunch grilled broccolini. How delicious does that
sound? Yum.
Yes. 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 And then it was so good. If any of the guys at Sea Pines are listening to this, they'll laugh. It was so good. I told a couple of them I'd been thinking about that meal all day at Shrimp Festival. And I wanted to go back because, you know, Shrimp Festival wraps at 4:00. I'm done eating by 1:00. So I'm ready for dinner a few hours later. And so I wanted to go back. And they said, hey, why don't you go have dinner at the quarter deck so you can have some seafood? Okay. So they sent me to sit upstairs, the second floor of the quarter deck, and I had the grouper, and I asked the guy, I go, hey, can I get a few fried shrimp on the side? He goes, yeah, absolutely. Next thing you know, they brought me a half pound of fried shrimp on a plate with a grouper and the potato au gratin and the vegetables. I was like, oh my goodness. I'll post a picture of this, but it was delicious. I was watching the sunset, chatting with a couple from Panama City Beach, Florida, who had a motorhome and were spending 5 months driving around the country.
Oh, how fun.
No kidding, right? I mean, that's a long time. Usually, okay, we took 30 days and we drove cross country. No, 5 months they were taking to drive around the country. And I said, how did you end up here? He goes, tell you the truth, I Googled Hilton Head Island and must do whatever, and it said this, and I saw a couple of pictures, and I said, oh, let's go over there. And I said, you know what? Good on you, because if you're visiting Hilton Head for a very short period of time, you could do far, far worse than going and having a drink and an appetizer with a view at the quarter deck. I mean, that's just what it is there. So...
Yeah, so absolutely.
They did. They were staying in Savannah. I sent them to Wexford Pub over here. They were here for 2 or 3 more days, he said. And I gave them my business card because I'm going to be down. My place is near where they are staying in Florida. So I'm going to try to hook up with them in December. But there was a lot of eating this last week, Maggie. Yeah?
I know. I think I gained 4 pounds.
I've been running four or five miles every other day and going to the gym in between. So I'm at least trying to maintain. So
I did get out 3 times last week. I got out of the gym. You know, typically I walk the treadmill when it's too hot to really walk outside. Yeah. But, 3 times last week I went to the beach. This was before it got oppressingly hot.
Yeah.
And walked the beach, and each time 5 miles.
Nice. Very nice.
So.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you before we go what I've been invited to do next week, and it might affect our schedule a little bit. We'll figure it out. But next week I've been invited on a 3-day excursion across the state of Georgia by the Georgia Peanut Commission to go and see how peanuts are harvested and processed, and a couple of dinners here and there. And I'm going to be wined and dined by the Georgia Peanut Commission for a few days just so I can learn the peanut process in Georgia.
Man, I'm jealous of that. That sounds like so much fun.
Many, many years ago, I got invited by Georgia Grown to do the same thing for the onions, the Vidalia onion industry.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a 1-day thing. We left at 7:00 in the morning and got back at 11:00 at night. 1 day. That was brutal. But this is going to be 3 days of nothing but peanuts. So I'm intrigued. about what that's all going to be about. So I'll share as soon as I know with you what
Super
the deal
cool.
is there. Yeah. You got plans for eating this week?
It will all be centered around, I'm sure, time spent at the theater. Maybe not as much, but I know I don't have anything totally scheduled. Just clients coming in for showings and whatnot. So we'll see what unfolds.
Real quick before we go, where can we find you if we want to purchase a condo?
Well, I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Jaton team at EXP Realty, and you can find me at margaretcrenshaw.com.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks so much, Maggie. You have a wonderful day in your week. We'll talk soon.
Same to you. Talk to you soon.
See you. Bye.